Welcome to Kidmin Talk, the webcast show of Kidology.org, where anything Kidmin can be on the table to equip and encourage you in your children's ministry. My name is Carl Bastian, a.k.a. The Kidologist, a title I picked up years ago because of my determination to always be a student of kids and to always be learning. Today we'll be moving on to our next letter in the ABCs of Kidology, the letter C. Next, in response to feedback from last week's show, we'll be exploring how a ministry is team-led and what exactly that looks like. At the end, I'll share some thoughts on the passing of Apple CEO Steve Jobs and his impact on me and the ministry of Kidology. Plus, we'll be featuring some brand new music on the program today. Our show is sponsored today by the Kids Church Cookbook, Episode 5, Getting Creative, and you'll soon find out why. So let's talk Kidmin. Welcome. I am so much enjoying doing this podcast and taking this time to interact with you, to equip and encourage you. That is the mission of Kidology, to equip and encourage those in children's ministry. Now, we get to see the stats of how many downloads and how many people are participating on the receiving end of this podcast. And I know that the amount of emails and forum posts and tweets are not reflective of how many are benefiting from this. And so let me encourage you to please be engaged and responsive. I am human, and I would love to hear back from you. And that's why we created so many different ways that you can communicate back and be interactive with the program. There's a dedicated email address, Carl with a K, at kidmintalk.com. There's a dedicated forum thread for each podcast that's linked in the show notes. There's even discuss comments on each page, which gives a variety of ways that you could log in. There's a Twitter account, at kidmintalk. And so let me encourage you to be interactive, give feedback, even if it's just a short comment, love the podcast, good stuff, or questions, because that would greatly encourage me as I set aside the time, the investment of time and energy to create these podcasts each week. And I'd really like to thank Joan for her great comment last week on taking the topic of forming a leadership team, taking that to heart, talking to her leaders, talking to her pastor, and saying, yes, we need to form a leadership team. They're all on board, and then asking, now what? And so that's going to be our topic today a little bit later on the program of what does it mean and how do you do that and what does it look like. And so she's shaping the show, and that's what I encourage you to do is be a part, and I will shape the show around what you are wanting and what you are needing so I can take the experience and the training and the education that I have and share that with you. That's my desire. The mission of Kidology is to equip and encourage you in your children's ministry as God enables me to do so. Now, something really exciting this week. I love Tony Coomer. He's got that awesome website, ministrytochildren.com. If you haven't been there or heard about it, check it out. You just got to remember those hyphens between ministry-to-children.com. Wonderful website. He's got a ministry there, and he has started that website very much the way I did, a children's pastor in ministry in the trenches, but taking a gift of his time in the midst of his busy ministry just to share what he's doing and then to invite others to join him writing on his website. And one of the phenomenally, incredibly amazing things that he takes time to do every year is to create this page of the top 100 children's ministry blogs. I don't even know how he does it. I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to get down on my knees and I'm bowing down to Tony because I don't know how he does it, but he compiles these stats from the top 100 Kidmin blogs each year, and he has come out with a list again. It's linked in the show notes, and I'm actually surprised and delighted and honored to be number 4 this year. Now, I don't want to be number 1. I would frankly be embarrassed to be number 1 on that list. Now, 4 is my favorite number. It's been my favorite number since I was a kid, partly because Reggie Jackson and Hank Aaron were number 44 and I was into baseball cards. Maybe that's why, but so I made number 4 this year. I'm shocked. I moved up from I don't know what I was last year, 11 or 18 or something like that. And somehow I moved up that list. My real desire is not to move up that list. It is to see some of these young guys and these new guys bump me down that list. Now, I'm going to keep blogging and I'm going to keep equipping and encouraging and writing. But I would like to see some of these new blogs and these new young blood, passionate guys who haven't been blogging a long time bump me down. And so I would like to see someone next year who's only been blogging for a couple of years knock me off that list. Because I think if I didn't blog for a year, based on Tony's criteria of number of blogs and number of incoming links, I could do nothing for a year and I think I would stay in the top 25. I have kind of an unfair advantage because of how long I've been blogging. In fact, I think I teased Tony that, and I'm not going to say his name on the podcast, but there's a guy on that list who hasn't blogged since November 2010, and he's pretty high up in the blog top 100 of 2011, all right? And he didn't even blog at all, okay? So, but it's because he's like a super awesome dude who blogged a whole lot for a long time, and he hasn't blogged for a year, and he's still on the list. So I have a feeling if I did nothing for a year, I would still do pretty well. So being number four on that list is nothing to brag about when you've been blogging since 1994. And in fact, I was blogging before there were blogs, and I'm not going to get into that. I've explained that on my blog in the past when I used to just make HTML pages of what I did. There was no one around to read them back then, but that's just how crazy it was. And when I was playing around on the internet, when some of these other bloggers were sucking on pacifiers, I'm just an old guy. But it's awesome, and I just, Tony's awesome. So I've linked it in the show notes, and check that out. And I would encourage you, go to the bottom half of that blog and click on some of those blogs and check those out. And it's just really neat to see that there's now 100 bloggers out there. I mean, that's amazing. I remember when there was like six of us, and now there's 100. And of course, there's guys out there, gals too, forgive me, who are doing a great job equipping and encouraging each other, and they're not even on that list. And I would encourage them to post their blog in the comments on this fourth podcast. That's why I think it's cool to mention it on the fourth podcast that I have number four in the top 100. And post your blog in the show notes so others will know, hey, I'm not in the top 100, but I'm out there blogging. And I'm sharing what I know, and I'm sharing my experiences. Now, one of the feedbacks that I've gotten is that I need to play some music on the podcast. So right now, right here, I'm going to introduce some music and some awesome, trendy music. Music on Kidman Talk.
Here we come, walking down the street.
There, how you like that?
And we're preaching the gospel.
Wait, is this the Monkees? Hey,
hey! Hey, we're the Christians. The Romans try to push us around. But we're too busy praying to put anybody down. We're just trying to witness. Our numbers growing every day.
I didn't know the Monkees were Christians. I used to love the Monkees when I was a kid. All right, well, the next thing we're going to talk about here on the podcast, now that we're done playing some cool music, is I'm wondering who went to the Kidman conference there in Chicago. Now, I'm bummed that I wasn't able to go, and that was my son's fall break, and we had vacation planned, and I wasn't able to go, but I am excited that my good friend Greg Baird was there, and he was actually speaking there, so I've got scheduled an interview with him, and I'm going to talk to him about it, and it's going to be part of the podcast next week. But another friend of mine, Todd Bump, and I'm dropping his name again, and we'll talk about name dropping in a minute, but he has already started a thread on Kidology. He beat me to it. It's linked in the show notes, and if you were there, I want you to post in that thread that's linked in the show notes that Tom Bump started. Tell us about it. Tell us what was great about it. Tell us a great quote. Tell us what you learned, what you heard, how it compared to other conferences like Children's Pastors Conference and Orange and D6 and other things, so that we can know, hey, is this a conference to go to? Is this, I haven't heard yet whether group's doing this again next year. I know everything group does, they do with excellence. I mean, we for 10 years, we did a Kidology University conference. We did over 15 of them in those 10 years. And I modeled KidU in its excellence. I based off group, because the first conference I did was actually a group's national conference in Chicago in 1995. It was the first national conference I got to speak at. And they just blessed my socks off as a speaker. And everything group does, I mean, they go overboard. And so I just know the excellence was there and the quality was there. But I would love to hear about the substance. I would love to hear about what actually transpired there. So post there and tell us about it. I also want to remind you again, if you're Canadian and you're up there in the Brantford area, up north, and you say a lot, go to the Kid Builder Conference. I've linked it in the show notes. And if you can't go, it's too far away, or you don't speak Canadian. okay, I'm sorry I said that, all my good Canadian buddies. We have got an MP3 collection on Kidology where you can buy most of the sessions that we're allowed to sell on the website for a great deal for a limited time, including my keynote sessions and workshops from last year for just $22 if you're a Kidology member. So take advantage of that deal. So that's kind of what's going on. I've got a very special song for you, and I don't want you to worry. I just want you to trust Jesus. I love this song. I used to whistle this in college when it first came out. Had a friend of mine, we had it all down. He was a better whistler, so I did the other part. We were janitors, actually. We did this while we worked.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might wanna sing it note for note. Don't worry.
Remember this when it came out? So popular. Oh, I talked over the words. Sorry about that.
In every life you'll have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double.
So what should you do?
Trust Jesus.
That's right.
Don't worry, trust Jesus now.
That's all you gotta do. Now I know you're wondering where to get this awesome
trust
music.
Jesus.
Well, I'm gonna tell you. One more verse.
Don't worry.
Don't worry.
Trust Jesus. Look at the birds, they don't grow crops, but your father's love for them never stops, so don't worry.
Don't worry.
Trust Jesus.
It's all you gotta do.
Cause see the valleys, they do not spin, but look at the lovely clothes they're in, don't worry.
Don't worry.
Trust Jesus.
That's all you gotta do.
Don't worry, trust Jesus now.
You know what you call a slow man from Jamaica?
Don't worry.
A Pokemon.
Trust Jesus.
That's all you gotta do. Now I know you're wondering where I'm getting all these cool parodies, and I am going to tell you in just a little bit. All right, we're continuing on our ABCs of Kidology. If you're new to the show and you don't know what the ABCs of Kidology are, in the original classic Kidology handbook, which if you have one, I've heard they're going on eBay for over $100. If you have one of those original spiral-bound ones, we sold hundreds of them before the new fancy-schmancy PDF and downloadable version came out a couple of years ago. And in that original classic one, which I don't know why I dropped it from the rewrite, but I did, was the ABCs of Kidology. And it was 26 keywords, Kidmin keywords. And so we're revising that here, Kidmin talk. And for each letter of the alphabet, I'm allowing you to suggest a new keyword, or some of them I'm going to keep the same. Now the letter C, I'm giving you an opportunity through Twitter, through email, or in the forum to suggest what that letter should be. Now, we've had a winner for the letter A and for the letter B, but for the letter C, nobody, I cannot believe this, nobody made any suggestion for the letter C. So this week, I'm very sad to report, there is no winner. I know, it's terrible. It's a terrible thing, but there is no winner this week. And it could have been you, because as I told you earlier, very few people so far interacting with the show. So had you done it, you would have been the winner. So I can't even give away anything this week, and I've got all kinds of stuff I want to give away. So let that be a lesson to you. Next week, why don't you suggest what you think the Kidman keyword should be for the letter D? And I'm telling you, only two or three people try every week, so your chances are really good at winning next week. But our letter this week is the letter C, and our Kidman keyword is, of course, the letter C. And that's why our sponsor this week is the Kids Church Cookbook, Episode 5, on getting creative, unleashing your creativity. Now, I do want to have a winner this week, and that's why the very first person who tweets is going to get a free copy, tweets Kidman Talk, and mentions, hey, I want to win a free copy of Getting Creative from the Kids Church Cookbook. They just tweet to Kidman Talk, and they just say, give it to me. I want to win it. It's worth $15. They're going to get it. And the very first person to email, now this has to be a different person, but the very first person to email Carl at Kidman Talk and say, just give it to me. I just want it. Ask and you shall receive. I'm going to email them the download link, and they're going to get it for free, all right? And the first person to post in the forum, the discussion forum for the fourth show, is also going to get it for free. We're going to send you a download link. Now, what's in there? Well, what is in there? A whole chapter on unleashing your creativity, because there's a lot of people who don't think they're creative, and they are. And also in this unit is an invention of mine. I invented a device that will unleash your creativity. It's a foldable device that you download, and you fold it, and you go through a process that's explained in that chapter of the entire cookbook. Now, the entire Kids Church Cookbook is 250 plus pages. Comes with all kinds of downloads and all kinds of sound files and all kinds of, I mean, it's incredible what you get. 7 training videos and sound bites and all kinds of stuff. Samples of Kids Church curriculums. I mean, it's amazing how much stuff you get in that. But this is part 5. And in it comes this device that you fold. You can carry it in your purse or in your pocket. I'm assuming the guys don't have a purse. And you go through this process with this little device, and you can come up with creative ideas. It's amazing. It's called Carl's Creativity Thingamajigger. But you are creative. God created you to be creative, all right? Genesis 1:26 says, let us, God talking, let us, it says us because he's a plurality. He's a trinity, God the Son and the Holy Spirit. That's why the us, in case I confused you. Let us make man in our image. Our again, plural. God is a plural. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. You see, there is something incredibly unique about you, something that sets you apart from all creation. I'm reading from the beginning of the Kids Church Cookbook, Part 5. Okay, no, it isn't that freckle that no one knows about or that pud you try to hide. It isn't that quirky smile or the fact that you can touch your nose with your tongue or say that alphabet backwards. As a human being, you can do 2 things that no other creation of God has the ability to do. There's 2 abilities that God imparted to people when he created us in his image. Do you know what they are? We talk often in church about the gift of our free will, which led to the fall of man and the eventual need for salvation and therefore the gift of God's Son. But I'm not talking about that gift. I'm talking about 2 things that make you uniquely human. 2 things that no other living, breathing creature on this earth can do. Have you guessed them yet? They are love and create. Those are 2 things that only humans can do. It's because of the image of God in us that we have the ability to love and to be creative. The gift of love is a glorious and beautiful gift, but we're not going to talk about that for now, as it would be the topic for another book. Instead, I want to focus on the ability to be creative, and it's in all of us. It is part of the image of God in us. I mention it with love because while some people claim not to be creative, the ability to be creative is much like the ability to love. It doesn't come naturally. It requires effort. God has placed creativity within each of us, and he can develop it within us and empower it if we're willing to embrace it. You are creative, but it's like a muscle that must be flexed. It must be exercised. All right. And you can't assume that you aren't creative. You've got to stretch it. All right. It's kind of like going to the gym. All right. Now, when you first start going to the gym, you know, you look around, you see all these big studly people, these good looking people, and they're doing the, wearing the tights and they look all awesome. That isn't what they looked like when they first started going. And you're kind of embarrassed to go because you're kind of flabby, you're kind of skinny, your muscles are kind of small. But if you were to keep going and to keep working out, eventually you would become one of those people that the other people are jealous of. But there would be a process of change as you stretched yourself, as you tore those muscles and they healed, and you tore them again and they healed. That's how creativity is. You have to stretch yourself and use your creativity. Now, people tend to know or recognize, if they know me or work with me or see the things I create, they think I'm very creative. Well, I am, but it's because I've been doing it for so long, since childhood, because I have a mother and a father who encouraged it, and I've been doing it so I can do it quickly. But what I did is I broke down in this chapter of this book and through this device the process that I go through, and now I do it quickly, but the process that I'm going through, I've broken it down so that others can understand what, and it took me a while to kind of break it down because I've been doing it for so long that I do it so rapidly that I kind of thought it was instant and automatic, but it isn't. It's kind of like asking someone to explain, you know, how they drive a car, how they ride a bike, or how they juggle. At first they go, I don't know, I just do it. But they can, with some effort, break it down how they do it. When you type on a keyboard, you're no longer thinking about the individual letters, you're just typing. But there was a time when you had to actually think about the letters. And it's the same with creativity. After a while, it comes natural and it goes fast. But there was a time when you had to break it down and you had to think about it slowly. And it takes practice. But if you practice and practice and work at it and force yourself to do it, you will get better at it and you'll get better at it. So I want you to repeat after me. I am creative. Say it right now. Okay, now there's a few of you didn't do it. I know who you are. I want you to say it. Repeat after me. I am creative. Okay, now I know another third of you did it, but there's still a last third who didn't do it. You said, this is dumb. It's just a podcast. He's not going to know if I really did it. I'm driving in my car. People are going to be looking at me. There's nobody looking at you. Okay? For this last third, I want you to do it. Okay? Okay, ready? Repeat after me. I am creative. Okay, now, for those of you who already did it, and you know, I'm really sorry, but there's like two people out there who didn't do it, and I need them to do it because it's important for them to say those words. So I promise this will be the last time. Okay, ready? Repeat after me. I am creative. Okay, and that last person who didn't do it, for everyone else, I can't do this any longer because I'm wasting time. You know who you are, and I'm very disappointed in you. But I have to move on. But you can just say it right now really quick and you won't feel guilty the rest of the day. But that's our third word. Creativity is so important in children's ministry. And I know who you are. I know who you are. God knows who you are. And he's disappointed in you too. But the rest of you, I'm very proud of you. So we need to be creative. And I'm going to give away a copy of the Getting Creative Cookbook to those three people who asked. The first by Twitter, first in the forum, first by email. The rest of you, I encourage you to get a copy of that or get the whole cookbook. There's tons of great stuff in there. But creativity is so important. And if you've got a question about creativity, ask it in one of those things and I'll be happy to help you. Now, a lot of people like YouTube and they think Bono's like the greatest thing since sliced bread. Now, I don't know. The only YouTube album I've really liked was Joshua Tree, and I only liked the first three songs on the album. I finally deleted all the rest. But I love this song, and so I think this is really cool. I still haven't found what I'm praying for. To heal. the wrong things. Higher.
So I can retire.
Go to church, think it's great. Drops the change, change in the plate.
Drop some change in the plate.
So much more if I won the lotto.
Yeah, I'll give a little more if I win the lotto. Selfish prayers here.
Down in prayer, don't the Bible say somewhere I get what I ask for?
Yeah.
I could sort of.
Why he's not getting what he's praying for. I think he needs a change of heart. I know you want to know where you can get these song parodies, and I am going to tell you. Just not quite yet. Well, anyway, I got a great email from Joan. She listened last podcast about the need to form a leadership team and not do everything on your own. And so she talked to her leaders. She talked to her pastor. Everyone's on board. They decided to form a leadership team. And so she asked, now what? I need to do a whole article on this. In fact, eventually I probably need to do a book on this. But let me just give you kind of a quick overview of what this looks like. Now, first of all, obviously you meet regularly. Now, I know that sounds terrible. Meetings? Oh no, not another meeting. Well, you don't meet just for the sake of meeting, but you stop doing things alone and you meet to get together and decide that you're no longer going to do this ministry alone. And when you get together, what I have done with my team is what I call the ministry piece. Okay, letter P, all right? You talk about your praises, all right? You want to be positive. What is going well? And you share those things because you want it to be positive. These meetings can be negative if you're not careful, where you just talk about your problems, all right? So talk about the praises. What's going great? What good things happened, you know? And rejoice over those things, all right? And then the next P is problems. I mean, what are you struggling with? I mean, so often we carry those things along. So share those problems. Have each other share solutions and ideas. Don't expect all the problems to be solved at the meeting, but at least you know what each other are going through so that you're no longer alone in those problems. The next P is projects. What projects are you working on? Are you remodeling something? Are you trying to fix something? Are you trying to buy something? And I'd say slash events. You know, an event is a project. So are you planning some events? Plan those events together. The whole team. If Awana is having a big fun fair, the nursery director and the grade school director and the Sunday school director, you all work together on Awana's fun fair. Everybody. That is a children's ministry event. It's not an Awana event.
And then when the grade school event is having their big fall kickoff, you all help with that. And if the nursery's doing a remodeling project, you all help with that. Everybody gets together and you all help with everything so that nobody is stuck doing these things alone. The next P is people needs or people issues. So that if you have a recruiting problem, you all bring your people needs together. So if someone needs a second grade teacher and it's a Sunday school director who needs a second grade teacher, you all get help with that. And you say, well, you know what? I've got somebody who I think would be great at that. And you end up bartering and trading people and say, well, I'll give you this person, but then I'm going to have this opening. And another leader says, well, you know what? I got someone who would be great at that. Well, you know, maybe I'll call them and see if they'd be willing to do that. And you sit there and you have all your rosters out and you work together on your roster. So you're not fighting over people. You're working together to fill that roster. And you'll start to notice that you've got people doing three jobs. And you've got people that are really not in the right place. And you're able to talk about, you know, this person really doesn't fit here. You know, they're having conflicts and these two people really don't get along. And this person's, you know, having this problem, or I'm just not getting along with this person. And I don't think they fit, or this doesn't really fit their gifts, but I think they'd be better in this role, or they'd be better behind the scenes and not up front, or this person thinks they're really good at this, but they're really not. And you just talk about those things openly and trusted. And of course, everything that's said at that meeting stays at that meeting, because you have to be a little blunt and a little honest as you discuss these people in love and understand that they're people with feelings, you know, but you bring those all together. And then last P is prayer requests. You talk about, what are your prayer requests? And it's not just ministry, it's yourself. I mean, there's things going on in your family and with your kids and with your school and as well as the ministry program. And you all leave there realizing that you're all in this together. And this, it's not that there's a Awana ministry or a Royal Rangers ministry or midweek ministry and a Sunday ministry and a school ministry, but it is a children's ministry. And you're all in this together. And so you're no longer working alone, but you're doing everything together. You're coordinating the calendars. And you're thinking about, how does it impact the parents? And you might find out that, man, you're asking parents to come at 2 o'clock for something in one ministry and 1 o'clock at another ministry. And you say, you know what, let's make them both at 1:30 so these poor parents don't have to come to church twice on the same day. And so you're discussing things together. You're asking for counsel and input and advice and encouragement. And you bring your ideas for a ministry idea, and you genuinely are open to input from each other. And your ideas improve, and sometimes your ideas get killed. You decide things as a group of what you're going to do. And you ask with this higher perspective what the ministry as a whole needs. And as a whole, how is it doing? You know, you may decide, and this is what the Kidology online training gets into. And if you haven't seen Kidology's online training, I'd encourage you to look at that. There's 5 online training modules that you can go through at your own pace. But you look at things like, does our ministry have a name? Does it need a ministry brochure? Do we need better signage? Are there security issues? Are we checking kids in? Do we have safety procedures for kids not being taken to a bathroom alone? Do we have a 2 people with a child policy? How are we following up with visitors? Are there, you know, are different areas doing things consistently? Like when a kid visits preschool, how are they signed in compared to how they're signed in grade school? You know, what is the parent's experience from area to area? You know, maybe you decide to do a ministry-wide survey of parents or of volunteers. Because is your ministry disjointed? I mean, do you do things different in different areas? Do you call things one thing in one area of the ministry and you call it something else in another area? It could be very confusing. And then, you know, Joan asked, how can we keep from being a committee and be a leadership team? And I don't want to offend anyone who has a committee. I mean, a lot of people have a committee and they call it a committee and it's functioning as a leadership team. So I don't want to offend anyone who has a committee. But I use the term leadership team because committees often have a negative connotation. If you have a healthy committee, God bless you. So don't want to offend anyone who has a committee. But in general, a committee often meets to talk and then nothing changes. They just have this committee and it meets and they talk about how things should be and they disperse and they meet next month and nothing happens in between committee meetings. A committee often meets to tell the leader what to do. You know, this leader has this committee of people who get together and the leader hates coming because they just tell him how everything should be different. You should have this and you should have this and this should be happening. And the poor leader, they got enough to do without this committee telling them all this other stuff they should be doing. And then a committee, sometimes there's people on the committee who do nothing between meetings. That's not healthy. And honestly, a committee is sometimes boring and people are nodding off. I mean, and it's you know, there's some donuts and there's minutes read and approved, and people are finding excuses to not show up. Versus a leadership team meets and everyone gets assignments. I should say accepts assignments. They're not given them. They accept them. You talk about things that need to get done and someone says, I'll take that. I'll do that. And they're taking notes and there's things they got to do and there's accountability. A leadership team is made up of leaders of every area of ministry. And I talked about that last time with Max, my nursery director, who was assigned by the board, and he took on a leadership role because nobody's on my leadership team that isn't a leader of some area of ministry. A leadership team disperses to go do the work of the ministry, and there's stuff to do. And lastly, a leadership team meeting is full of laughter and fellowship. We play games, we do discussion questions, we've gone through leadership books together, one chapter, a meeting at the beginning to be trained. It's exciting because everyone no longer feels alone in their area of ministry, but they feel like they have help and they have backup and people to call when the going gets rough. I'd say it's because they're no longer in a boxing match, you know, them against the job, but they're now a football team. And everyone's got a position, and best of all, they know they're on the winning team. Well, now, as we transition into some thoughts on the passing of Steve Jobs, the man who, because of him, I've got so many things. It was just incredible when I heard that he passed away. I was on vacation, and I was just walking down the street with my little boy, and he was playing with some construction trucks in every little spot of dirt that he could find as we were just enjoying walking down a mountain town while my wife was at the outlet mall. And so I thought I would just check in with Twitter. And it was just exploded, Twitter stream, with the news of his passing. Let me just open as we think about heaven. I don't know what Steve Jobs' destiny is. I'm not optimistic that he came to know the Lord, but it's not my place to make any judgments about his final destination. We never know what someone knew and who got to share the gospel and what someone's conclusion was about Christ in their final moments. Anytime somebody got to have, didn't die suddenly, we can always have hope that the gospel had been shared with them and that they were able to surrender to the truth that was shared to them at some time in their final moments. And we can always have that hope when it's someone that we care about and have some admiration for, and never know. But we know that there are heavenly streets and that there is a way to get there. I don't know if Steve Jobs knew how to get to Heavenly Street, but I do know that he knew how to think outside the box. I've long said there are three types of people in the world: those who make things happen, those who watch things happen, and those who say, "What just happened?" Well, Steve Jobs was one of those who made things happen. And beyond that, he was someone who equipped others to make things happen too, which was why he was my hero. He enabled me to create. A lot of people spend their time talking about what others are doing. I prefer to do. A lot of people spend their time talking about what others are writing. I prefer to spend my time writing. A lot of people spend their time talking about where others are going. I prefer to go. A lot of people spend their time talking about what other people are creating, and I prefer to create. Steve Jobs was the man who taught me this. When IBM said think, he said think different. He didn't listen to conventional wisdom. He listened to his inner voice, and he went against the grain. And he did what his instincts told him. Often it led to mistakes, but he never let his mistakes stop him from pushing toward his dreams. He had a vision of what people needed, and he was relentless in giving people what he knew they needed and what they wanted, whether they realized it yet or not. That was why I created Kidology back in 1994. I had a vision of what children's workers needed long before most were even using the internet. I hope that someday when I'm gone, I too can be remembered like Steve Jobs, as someone who never gave up, pressed on after mistakes, and pushed against the grain to give my customers what they need to succeed in their ministries. While I have nowhere near his genius, I hope I have his tenacity to keep at it to the end.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Trusting God for your salvation sure does help a lot. Isn't it comforting to know? Someday you're gonna go where everybody knows your name. And they'll all be glad you came. You're gonna be where you'll be free of the troubles you overcame. Up in heaven where everybody knows your name.
Okay. I'll tell you where I'm getting all these parodies from. Creative Ministry Solutions, formerly known as One Way Street, due to a transition that's taken place there, they have got the CDs known as Righteous Pop Music. And there are, I was going to say hundreds, at least 100. I think there's hundreds of these parody songs. They've got, I think, 14 different ones of them. And they've given me permission to feature them on Kidmin Talk. So there's a link in the show notes, and you can check those out. I've even listed the songs that I used and what volume they're on. And so you'll be hearing them on Kidmin Talk. And I'll sometimes try to pick ones that relate to what I'm talking to when that's possible. Other times I'll just pick a crazy one just for fun. You can check those out online, and you can get those. And they are just so much fun to use at special events and in kids' church. To just play. The audiences always get a kick out of them when you have them just blasting on the speakers at fun outreach events, because they recognize the tune, and then they catch that the lyrics are different and are Christian lyrics. Definitely should have Righteous Pop Music CDs in your collection, and I would encourage you to check those out. We have them available on Kidology, but I'm just going to link directly to the Creative Ministry Solutions website so that you can buy them directly from them, just as a thank you for them allowing me to use them on Kidmin Talk. And as I mentioned last week, I'm going to start something on Kidmin Talk called Name Dropping. If I drop your name on the program and you post a comment in the show notes page, I'm going to mail you a goodie bag. I'm going to mail you something. I'll contact you for your address if I don't already know it. And this week, I'm going to drop Commander Bill's name. Now, Commander Bill, you know who you are. He's an awesome blogger for Awana. He's an Awana commander, and he's got a blog at blogcommanderbill.net. Bill Gunther's his name. I hope I haven't blown his secret identity. He doesn't have his name anywhere on his blog, but that's his real name. And if you, whether or not you have an Awana club, he blogs great ministry concepts and stuff and ministry solutions and different things. So I'm just going to drop his name today. If you know Commander Bill, let him know. His name got dropped on the show today, and you'll definitely want to check him out. Well, thanks for listening. The bumper music's provided by Rob Biaggi, one of the best children's ministry musicians in Kidman today. Remember, you can shape the show by writing to Carl at Kidman Talk or tweeting to Kidman Talk. Don't forget to join the discussion in the Kidology forums. I look forward to chatting with you again next week on Kidman Talk. Until next time, keep on reaching and teaching kids.